Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to r/AmItheButthole, where this absolute idiot laughs at a vet who recommends she change her cat's diet. Am I the butthole for laughing at my vet? I currently own two cats and work at a pet supply store. I took my two cats to the vet today to get their yearly shots and checkup. The vet asked about the kind of litter and litter box they use, and then about their diets, which is when I told him they were on raw food diets. And there was dead silence. I'm well aware of vets being against raw food diets, as my entire family feeds their animal raw food, and they've all been given the talk before. But this is the first time where I'm actually very aware of different kibble brands and the ingredients. So the vet starts their talk on how it's not a good diet for them, they're lacking, it's not good on their digestive tract, etc. And I very calmly waited for them to be done, and had planned on just blowing them off. But they then recommended a kibble brand that is absolutely terrible. Protein is only listed once in the ingredients, and it's only a byproduct, and it's third on the list. So instead, I started laughing, and essentially told them they are delusional if they think I'm going to switch my cats from a high-protein, no-added-ingredient superfood diet to absolute garbage kibble food. If he really thinks that, then he needs to go back to school and learn what is actually healthy for a cat. And even though I didn't mention it, I am well aware of the fact that most vets in my city are getting kickbacks for supporting this brand. Wow, aren't you lot lucky? Starting off today's video with possibly the worst story I've ever read in my life. I mean, no doubt about it personally, OP is 100% the butthole there. I mean, the amount of bullshit that this story contains, in my opinion, right? I mean, I don't know this for sure, but surely a lot of this is just complete bull. It's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, first of all, thinking that a vet wouldn't want the best for your animal. No, that's literally what that's what they're trained for. They're not going to just be chatting shit, are they? They're not going to lie to your face. And also, what's this kickback bull? That just doesn't exist. That would be like the biggest fraudulent thing ever. If they were getting kicked back from a product that wasn't good enough for the animal, that just wouldn't happen. I've never even had a dog or a cat, and I know that's not true. Like, come on. That's the biggest load of bullshit ever. And second of all, just laughing at somebody who clearly knows more than you. Yeah, congratulations, you work at a pet shop, pal. I mean, I don't care. I really don't care. This person's like a qualified vet, so they're going to know a little bit more than you. And there's a reason why they've told all of your family members to stop feeding your pets this, probably because it's not optimal for them. Unbelievable, it really is. What a start to the vid. And now moving on to our second post. I got mad at my wife because she caused me to fail an important interview. Am I the butthole? I am a 27-year-old man, and my wife, who is 24, have been married for 3 years. She is 6 months pregnant. I've been looking for a job with better pay since my wife said that she wanted to be a stay-at-home mum after the birth. Today, I had this interview for a position at a very good IT company, which would be paying me triple my current salary. There were a lot of measures taken to prevent malpractice. I was not allowed to look anywhere but the screen, etc., and the test was conducted on an online platform. So, I told my mum numerous times before the exam about the strict invigilation. Just 15 minutes after the test started, my wife started knocking on my study door and calling out my name, saying she wanted me to open a jar. I ignored her because I would be disqualified from the interview if I looked anywhere else or spoke. I figured she'd get the hint that I couldn't talk, but she didn't. And she yelled at me, calling me a butthole, and went on to talk to her friends on call. It didn't stop at the calls. She then played loud music for her online dance yoga class. It was extremely distracting, and I made a lot of mistakes in the exam. It was a multiple choice question based test, so I got the results immediately. And as expected, I had miserably failed it. I was livid at my wife. This was the fifth interview that she'd ruined like this. I told her that I give up on trying to make her life easier and that I'm not ready to go looking for any more jobs, since she doesn't even want to maintain silence during my important interviews. I told her to start working again after the birth and that I'm okay paying for a nanny or a babysitter. She said that I'm being unreasonable in expecting perfect silence at home. So, am I the butthole? I mean, no, obviously not. I don't even think I need to say that. But also, like, it's not as if you're expecting your wife to be silent 24/7. It's just while you're doing this one-off test for an interview that would significantly improve your lives and allow your wife to do what she wants. Stay at home and look after your kid. So weird. Like, I imagine a lot of you watching or listening right now have done some of these online tests or, you know, online interviews or even like Zoom classes. You do kind of need silence. Otherwise, it's a little bit distracting. I know myself that I've done a lot of these practical online invigilation sort of tests. And even when I lived with four of my mates who were quite loud people at university, even they were quiet when I was doing these because they realized I need a bit of silence. It's not that hard, is it? I did the same for them. We all did these little tests online, trying to get placement jobs or whatever before I did YouTube. It's not that hard to be quiet for what? An hour, 2 hours, once a week, maximum? I mean, seriously. What a ridiculous, ridiculous woman. I mean, part of me would suggest that maybe she doesn't want you to get this job, but then also I don't see how that would help her at all. Like, she would then be forced to go and get a job herself. I don't know. It's very, very weird. Is she jealous? No, because that wouldn't make sense. I just don't know why she'd do this. And now for our third post. Am I the butthole for calling the police on my clients? I am a 28-year-old woman, and I do babysitting on the weekends to make some extra cash. There's one family I definitely should have phased out by now, but the kids are cute, and if I don't have another job, it is easy money. My issue is, the mum is never home on time. She used to not give me return times, but finally I started asking, as it made it impossible to get anything done on the weekends. I'd go babysit so she could go to brunch, but she'd be gone from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. My whole day was gone. After that, she'd start giving me times, but never stick to them. She wouldn't even call to tell me, she would just stay out. On Saturday, I got to her house at 6, and she was supposed to be home by 9. I told her she needed to be on time because I had plans to go out with friends. I was even getting ready at their house after I put the kids to bed. She promised. Of course, though, 9 rolls around and she's not home. I call her, no response. Text, no response. Another hour, nothing. Still calling and texting. Finally, it's midnight. By this point, my plans are long ruined, but I'm annoyed and exhausted. I call her and leave a voicemail saying if she's not home in the next hour, I'm considering the kids abandoned and calling the cops. I also text her this. I try calling her 30 minutes later and it goes to voicemail on the second ring. I text her again and she leaves me on read. If she'd reached out saying, hey, I'm staying out until this time, I would have stayed. I don't know any of her family, nor the father of the kids, so I can't call them. I gave her a grace period of 15 minutes and tried calling again. Finally, I called the cops, the non-emergency line. They showed up, and I showed our agreements in text from earlier in the week, confirming that she'd be home by 9. They tried contacting her, she didn't answer. I was dismissed, and they took the children to the police station. I go home and go to bed. I'm awoken at 3 a.m. by a frantic call. It's her. Where are the kids? Why am I not here? I tell her I follow through on my threat. Check the police station. She cursed me out, I hung up and went back to bed. The next day, she sends me an essay saying the kid's father was called and there's a DCF investigation launched against her. She called me every name under the sun, but I didn't think I was wrong until I spoke to a friend with kids. She said I should have just waited it out and then refused to ever sit for her again. She asked if her potentially losing her kids was worth me being petty. Yeah, very interesting way of looking at it. And to be honest with you, I do actually kind of agree with her friend on this one. Like, I put myself in this position. Is there any way that I'd ever call the police? No, I just wouldn't. That's just not something I would do. I would just wait until she come back, to be honest. Yeah, of course, I would charge her for the overtime and the extra hours that I was doing. But realistically, would I call the police for this? No way. I just wouldn't even think of doing that, to be completely honest with you. Now, I'm reading through the comments here, and the majority of people are saying that OP was not the butthole by doing this. And to be fair, I don't think you necessarily were the butthole OP by calling the police. You had your reasons, completely fine. I'm just saying I don't think that I would do that. The mum, by the way, is a total cow. I'm just saying I don't think it would be worth calling the police. Yeah, just wait till she comes back. Stay the night if you have to. It's not ideal, but look, it's got to be done. It has to be done. Sorry. The last thing I'll say on this is that, yeah, I'm not blaming OP, but you probably could have seen the red flags a little bit earlier here. Like, as you say, this isn't the first time this has happened. She's done this multiple times in the past, not giving you return dates, coming back much later than the time she set. Now, look, I'm not saying that you saw this coming or anything like that. I'm not, honestly. This was always a distinct possibility, and calling the police just seems a little bit extreme to me. That's all. Guys, I accept, though, my opinion there might be in the minority. So, look, comment down below. Do you disagree with me? All good, all healthy. Let me know why.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
And now moving on to our fourth Am I the Butthole post. Am I the butthole for losing weight before my sister's wedding? I, a 28-year-old woman, used to be quite overweight. Over the last year or so, I have made many changes in my life and have successfully lost almost 100 pounds. Now look, I'm not sure this is right, but in my head I've got that at about 40 kilograms, which is insane. I don't live close to any of my family and don't post on social media, so my family wasn't really aware of my weight loss. I did mention that I was making healthier choices, but that's it. It's just that every time before that I've tried to lose weight, it hasn't worked out. So I didn't want anyone commenting on it. Well, it certainly has this time. I mean, you've lost over half my weight. That is unbelievable. Well done. My younger sister, who is 26, got engaged last year, and I'm super happy for her. Due to circumstances, the wedding had to be pushed back a little. It's happening a week from now. And because I haven't seen everyone in so long, I decided to come down 2 weeks earlier to help out and catch up. Well, when I came to see my family, my sister freaked out upon seeing me. As it turns out, she's gained a bit of weight. Not super noticeable to me, she still looks great, but I think this is the first time in our lives that I'm smaller than her. I've always been the fat sister. She basically accused me of trying to upstage her, and my parents are fully taking her side. I'm really not sure if I'm in the wrong here, as so many of my family are taking her side of things. So, am I the butthole for losing weight before my sister's wedding? What? No. And your family should be happy for you. Any normal person would be happy for you. I'm happy for you. I'd invite you to my wedding. I'd be glad you were there. Do you want to come to my wedding? I'd love to see you. That's not a joke. How can you not be proud of that? Losing 100 pounds, about 45 kg. That's insane. Congratulations to you. Any normal person would be delighted for you. Your family clearly are not normal. But generally though, like when I get married, you're the first name on the guest list. And that's not actually a joke. So leave your contact details in the comments. Thanks, OP. Imagine she actually watched this video now. It's like, I actually really do want to come. Well, you're invited, so there you go. And now for our final Am I the Butthole post of this episode. Now, don't even think, before I start reading this, of clicking off. Because I have saved the best till last. And by best, I mean, probably the worst. There's a reason it's fifth, but you know what? Don't worry. You're invested now. Here we go. Am I the butthole for telling my dad that I'm not his replacement wife? I am 16, and my mum passed away recently. My brother, who is 14, and dad are so devastated by this tragic loss, and we are struggling. Now, I have basically found myself handling all chores and work around the house. My brother is too traumatized. He hasn't been talking since the funeral, and my dad hasn't been lifting a finger and doing a single thing. He started making requests, from cleaning the messy living room, he sleeps on the couch, to picking up dirty laundry, to doing dishes, cooking or ordering food, walking the dogs, vacuuming, doing repairs, mowing the lawn, washing the car since my brother stopped doing it. I'm too exhausted oftentimes. Mum used to do the chores, and I used to help. But I've got school and after-school commitments, and my dad keeps negatively commenting on how I get things done, comparing me to my mum, like how much time I take to make breakfast, etc. That is horrible. Yesterday, he woke me up at 6 a.m, even though he told me to skip school and he wanted me to make breakfast. I scrambled eggs and prepared other dishes, then went to wake my brother up. I set the table, and once Dad sat down, he looks at the scrambled eggs and goes, "What is this? This is not the right way to make scrambled eggs. Your mother used to make perfect scrambled eggs. Did you not learn anything from her at all? How are we supposed to survive if you can't even properly make scrambled eggs?" He then looks at my brother and says, "We're doomed." I snap. and loudly tell him I'm not his replacement wife and don't expect me to do this and that for him. He looks at me stunned, and my brother rushes out immediately. Dad starts telling me how cruel and insensitive what I just said and how out of line I was. I replied that I was too tired to make the perfect scrambled eggs my mum used to make, and that maybe if he as a parent had tried to learn, we wouldn't be suffering right now. He gets up, throws the towel, and walks out. My aunt came to visit, and when I told her what happened, she went off, saying I should have never said that to my grieving dad, and that I should be ashamed of myself for talking to him like that. So, am I the butthole? Alright then, bit of a deep story to end today's episode. I've got to say, obviously, OP, no, you are not the butthole. I mean, yeah, if you have no context and you just take what you said in isolation, like I believe your aunt probably has done, yeah, you come across as a little bit, you know, rude. It's not a nice thing to have said in isolation. But with all the context of you doing absolutely everything around the house, your dad doing nothing and demanding that you do all the chores that your dead mum used to do, that is so crazy. Like, pretty much what I mean is I don't really blame your aunt for saying you shouldn't have said that, because yeah, in isolation you shouldn't have said that, but with context, of course you would say that. Like, I'd be furious. You can't expect me to do everything with my dead mum's stuff. That's crazy. I'm grieving as well, not just you and my brother. I've got to grieve as well. Insane. And by the way, I'm not trying to say that your dad should just be going back to normal or taking over all the jobs that your mum used to do, because of course, he probably feels absolutely awful and will do for a long period of time. But it's so unfair for him to put all of that onto you, that massive workload, while he just sits there doing nothing. And again, not saying he shouldn't be sitting there doing nothing, and I'm sure that grief is a horrible thing. So I'm not saying that he should be proactive and doing all the things that your mum used to do, but don't expect someone else to do those things. That's what I'm saying. Especially not your 16-year-old daughter. Like, that is crazy. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmITheButthole. I really hope you have enjoyed it. Sorry to leave it on a bit of a dark, mellow note, but hey, that's the way it goes with a subreddit. You do get a variety of posts. If you want something a little bit more lighthearted, check out this video on the same subreddit. All these stories are really funny. And to be fair, quite a few of them in this one were as well. But yeah, that last one, not as much, but pretty serious. If you are new to the channel, guys, please do hit this button and subscribe for daily Reddit videos and turn notifications on so you get updated every time I post. With that all being said, I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new one. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.